on April 20th, 1918, in the skies over northern France, Allied and German fighter aircraft are locked in a ferocious dogfight. One of the contenders in this aerial battle is the legendary German ace Manfred von Richthofen, the Red Baron. His distinctive red Fokker triplane is in hot pursuit over the Somme Valley. In his sights are two British Sopwith Camel fighters. First one and the second one are swiftly eliminated by the deadly marksman. They are the 79th and 80th kill in the Red Baron's career. Manfred von Richthofen became an icon of a period that saw the dawn of aerial combat and modern warfare. His legend grew not merely because of his 80 victories, a score which would not be beaten until World War II, but because his dashing career recalls a brief era of innovation and heroism, although it came with unthinkable cost to human life. The Red Baron's real achievement was his legacy of squadron tactics, and it wasn't just that he developed them, he actually wrote them down so people could use them and still use them today. His other achievement was his love of technology and pushing to get the best aircraft produced as quickly as possible. In 4 short years, aerial combat had evolved from an amateurish sport to a deadly efficient killing operation. But now the evidence of von Richthofen's death suggests a final irony. If he indeed was killed in action by an old-fashioned gun from the ground, the Red Baron may never have lost a dogfight. On NOBA's website, explore the aviation arms race launched by the fighter planes of World War I. Find it at pbs.org. To order this show or any other NOBA program for $19.95 plus shipping and handling, call WGBH Boston Video at 1-800-255-9424 or on the web at wgbh.org. NOVA is a production of WGBH, Boston. Major funding for NOVA is provided by the Park Foundation, dedicated to education and quality television. Science has given us the framework to help make wireless communications clear. Sprint is proud to support NOVA. At Microsoft, we see an explorer. Your potential inspires us to create software that helps you reach your potential. That's our passion. And by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and by the contributions to your PBS station by viewers like you. Thank you.